Welcome to Israel 18 News at 12 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Tonight, across Israel, skies are clear with a gentle breeze. Temperatures are mild, making it a pleasant evening to be outdoors. In Tel Aviv, enjoy cool and comfortable conditions. Jerusalem offers a slightly cooler night, perfect for a stroll. Let's turn to today's headlines. Here are today's headlines. First, from Israel Hayom, just in, the FBI arrested a 26-year-old from Ohio for threatening to murder Jewish Congressman Randy Fine and his family. Also from the Jerusalem Post earlier this hour, former U.S. intelligence chief Tulsi Gabbard warned Trump that an Iran war could escalate nuclear tensions. Also this hour, YNET reports on how Israeli politicians' actions often lead to diplomatic challenges, highlighting recent controversial statements and actions. Separately, JTA notes that Montreal passed a Palestinian solidarity motion, removing text about cutting ties with Israel after strong opposition from Jewish groups. And finally, Axios reports that House Democrats' pro-Israel wing gains influence, with Repezer Jared Moskowitz set to impact U.S. policy on Israel. Here's what people are saying online. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist and commentator, posted 4 hours ago that Hakeem Jeffries, a leading Democrat in the House, publicly condemned Hassan Piker's anti-Semitism. Gideon Sa'ar, a former Israeli minister, announced 5 hours ago that Dutch representatives will be expelled from the International Support Center for Gaza following anti-Israel measures by the Dutch government. Belaz News reported 5 hours ago that Israel expelled Dutch diplomats over a new Dutch law banning trade from Israeli settlements, with Dutch personnel given 1 week to leave. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the arrest in Ohio, Israel Hayom reports that the suspect allegedly sent direct threats to Congressman Randy Fine. This arrest signals a serious response to threats against public figures. It highlights ongoing concerns over political violence in the U.S. Turning to the warning from Tulsi Gabbard, the Jerusalem Post reveals that she cautioned President Trump against military action in Iran. Her warning highlighted risks of regional escalation and potential nuclear proliferation. This underscores the delicate balance in Middle East diplomacy. Meanwhile, YNET explores how Israeli politicians' actions can lead to international tensions. Controversial statements and policy moves often draw global criticism. This affects Israel's diplomatic relations and complicates its foreign policy objectives. In Montreal, JTA reports a Palestinian solidarity motion passed after removing controversial language. Jewish organizations had strongly opposed the initial wording. This reflects the complexities of international views on Israeli-Palestinian issues. Finally, Axios highlights the growing influence of pro-Israel Democrats in the U.S. House. With Repezer Jared Moskowitz playing a key role, this shift could impact future U.S. policies on Israel. This change comes as U.S. Israel relations remain a critical focus. On the economic front, first, Kotek reports the U.S. is stepping up financial pressure on Iran, with plans to expand sanctions, potentially affecting global markets, including China. Separately, from Globes, Tel Aviv's iconic Cinerama site will transform into office towers and homes, with a tender issued for nearly 500 residential units. And finally, Walla Business reveals challenges at Ben-Gurion Airport, with staffing shortages amid increasing workloads, complicating labor negotiations. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 1 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.